Yes, it was a night of cocksuckers on parade. It was an evening of bi-curious men. Those who just fall prey so easily to a bit of coerced cocksucking, dom-guided cocksucking. Any reason seemed to be a perfectly good reason to slurp down a big, juicy cock. Given that there were so many cock-craving men and sissies and cuckolds running around, I thought you might want a little more detail about these cock-hungry submissives. First, there was the cuck who knew what he really needed to do for his wife to make her happy. After all, another man was having to keep her satisfied, so it surely must be time that he drop to his knees, open his mouth wide, and find out exactly why it is that his wife absolutely adores her lover's big cock. He knew what he needed to do, what was expected of him, but he just needed a little push, which he certainly got from me. Now the nervous cuck was followed by a very, very naughty sissy slut who simply wanted to be used, and not by just one man. Oh no. She wanted to be passed around, but only having that mouth used. She wanted to let her jaw drop open and take in one after another big, cum-filled cock into her mouth so she could show mistress what a dirty little cock-sucking sissy slut she is. And let me assure you, she did not disappoint. After this dirty-kneed little sissy slut had her feel of cock galore and load after load of steamy, creamy cum, it was time for me to meet an oral virgin. A mouth that had never experienced a cock. Of course, it should go without saying that I just wouldn't be a proper mistress if I didn't introduce him to the first hard, throbbing cock ever to slip past his lips into that nervous, waiting mouth. Was he a bit afraid? Yes, he was. However, was he enthusiastic nonetheless? Oh, you better believe he was. He took that cock right in his mouth like a pro, and he polished it off like every good cocksucker should. After breaking that previously innocent mouth into the wonderful world of cocksucking, next up was a bi-curious man who wanted not only to be the fuck toy of a man, but he wanted mistress to tease and play with him as well. So, I happily obliged him. I had him assume the position, and while he was getting it from one end, with a nice big cock filling his throat, I let him have it from the other end, with my nice big strap on. Far be it from me to deprive a man of enjoying a real man's cock in his mouth, while enjoying my mistress cock from the rear. He enjoyed that so much, it was definitely what I would call an explosive scene. After that, I was approached by a foot and ass slave who knew he absolutely needed to earn that privilege of paying attention to my freshly manicured toes and round, firm, shapely ass. And how was he to earn it, you might ask? Well, I simply had him put a nice big cock right where he wanted my foot to be. So, he certainly decided that being granted the honor of having his way with my feet and my ass were certainly worth pumping those lips up and down on a big, solid steel dick, and making sure that it exploded and emptied that load down his throat. See, I told you, it was one cocksucker after the next. Some of the cocksucking was a little more coerced than the rest was, but I have to admit that I loved every single moment. Oh yes, it was a wonderful evening and a time to remember. I know I'm ready to do it again. If you need a little coercion, or not so much, and you're ready to hit those knees, call me, Mistress Emma Jane of FetishPhoneSexCalls.com at 800-601-6975, and I'll be ready to put you in your place to take that cock.